5:06 p.m. So we'll call this regular meeting of the City Council to order. Please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone, and to the many guests of the public that are in attendance for various issues this evening. We will get started. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest.
Here.
Galt.
Here.
Lensman.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Stigers.
Youngquist. Here.
And we have quorum with 5 of 6 present, and it looks like our 6 of 6 is just about to come in. So, just with the roll under the wire.
Stigers.
Yeah. Here. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Millie for the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first is the consent agenda. We have 8 items for consideration. Are there any items for separate consideration?
Motion to approve consent items 1 through 8.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Steve for the second to approve consent agenda items 1 through 8. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. I'll take care of those consent items. Our next item on the agenda are special event requests. We have 2. The first is for Hospice of Washington County for the Hospice and Palliative Care Month request. And I do believe we have someone that's joined us online from Hospice.
That's correct.
Hi, if you'd like to introduce your request, and I'll turn it over to council in case there are any questions.
Hi.
That's great.
Hi, I'm Tiffany with Hospice of Washington County. So the month of November is Hospice Awareness Month. And with your guys' permission, we'd like to put bows around the square with some informational guides attached to them. And they would be attached to like the light post and stuff.
Thank you for joining for your request. Is there anything different about what you have planned than you've done in years past?
No.
Okay. Council, any questions on the hospice request?
I'll make a motion to pass this hospice request.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Elaine for the second on this special event request. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Our next item is for the Mama Llama's Barn event request, which it seems to follow what I think Carissa did for an open house. My one request or question was the certificate of insurance not required, but we have that on file and it's good for an entire year. So Carissa, is there anything you'd like to say about your event? And I'll see if council has any questions. If you're talking, you're not unmuted. I'm not positive though, but there you go.
No, just same as our open house. The llama's just coming back in just for fun pictures with the kids in costumes.
Awesome. I had to miss the first one, but I think I'm free for the second one. So maybe I'll go get some llama. I mean, I guess I'm not a kid, but the llamas sound like fun.
Llamas are a great entertainment for everybody because myself loves them a lot.
Are there any questions for Carissa on these 2 dates that she's requesting some parking spaces?
Motion to approve the llamas.
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Isla, for the motion, and we'll do Millie for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Perfect. Thank you, Carissa. We'll move into special presentation. We are moving a little faster tonight, but I know there's like a band concert and the main agenda item is all the way at the end. So I am kind of cooking a little faster than normal with some of those things in mind. But with that, the floor is yours, Elaine. Yeah.
Okay, besides the one abatement that was on my report for grass, I did 2 more grass and weed abatements last week. And this morning I did 1 for furniture that was still at the curb. Tree bids have been sent out to the contractors and they're due here 26th of October. Right now we haven't gotten any bids back yet, but they'll be going to you guys to the next council meeting first. We had the fall cleanup last Saturday, so some people that I was putting down for furniture, I was kind of giving them an extra few weeks. That's why the one got abated yesterday, because he had actually 2.5 weeks. Nothing. But anyway, Kelsey said the fall cleanup was last Saturday, and it was successful. Driving around town yesterday, checking on a lot of the places that had mattresses and furniture. Just about everyone was taking advantage of it, because I didn't want to. And my good news is there's a 50 feet by the underpass that's owned by a sour company. And they actually started cleaning it up yesterday. There's a lot of junk trees that have been taken down. And so I'm excited about that. Jeff's been working on that for a couple of years. Of course, Alliance's done a lot on the peace side. That's about all I have right now.
Thank you for the update, Elaine. Are there any questions for Elaine? Perfect. Appreciate it. Thank you. We will move next into presentation from the public. I know I have a few people that have signed up. If you've signed up, you're welcome to speak during this time, or if you have agenda items later, it can happen then as well. I don't have a problem with that. However, for others, I do go over the ground rules, which is just a reminder out of respect for the public, guests, and council. I use a timer during citizen public comment. And at three minutes, your time is concluded. The public comment is a time for council to listen to the citizens, but it is not a time we use to like engage back and forth, to debate, argue over topics. It's not a time for foul language, personal attacks, or any yelling. We have succeeded with this for years, but probably because I say this each time at the beginning. It's just necessary. We do work to accommodate virtual attendees with public comment, but with occasional technology issues, in person is best. Finally, public comment can always be received in writing to the city clerk and dispersed to all of the elected officials. With that, we'll go with the order that we have on the sign-up sheet, and then we'll catch anyone else that we've missed if we have missed anyone. So the Lyons, you are up first. If you'd still introduce yourself for those that don't know you, the floor is yours.
Yes, hi, I'm Joan Lyden, and this is my husband, Kim. And what we're talking about tonight is about our trees and on this sidewalk we're planning to put in on this Main Street. Can you hear me?
I think so. I was trying to turn it up a little, but we're good to go now.
You can pass these around because then you'll know what I'm talking about with the trees and the poles.
Okay. And your address, you're at 1402 East Main.
That's correct. Yeah, thank you. So anyway, they're planning to put a sidewalk in out on East Main Street. And we're worried about the fact that it's going to go too far up into our yard and ruin our three trees that's shown on those pictures. And some of those, there's a red maple tree, and then there are three locust trees, and two locusts, the roots are up high. So we're afraid when they cut into that, because our neighbors had told us they're coming farther up into the yard than is shown on the original drawings, the blueprints they gave us from the city. So, that's one of the problems, and we just don't want to lose our trees. And we feel like we don't need a sidewalk out there because no one uses the sidewalk. No children are out in our area. Everybody walks in the street now, and I know it's a safety issue, but it hasn't been a problem as long as we've been there. The other problem is there are two poles that are right along the alley, and you can see them on that third picture. And the Alliance came and put a new electric post in, and they never ever took the old post out. The old post should have had people come and attach their lines, like Windstream. And let's see, what's the other one, Kim? Windstream has a line, and we think one of the other cable companies has a line attached, but we called them to come and remove those lines because one hangs very low over our garden area and it's difficult for our neighbors to back out there. It's in a dangerous spot. Anyway, they come and look at it and scratch their heads and drive away. So this has happened three times And I'm sure the city administrator or the engineer, somebody knows something about this that I don't know. And that's mainly our two problems that we have. So we wish they wouldn't put the sidewalk in. We realize they might have to. But our neighbors came and talked to the council. Maybe you'll remember Rusty and Susie Nipper, and her last name is Edmondson, actually. And they don't have to have a sidewalk now. And since we're in the same block, they're out one block east. They're one neighbor over from us to the east of where we live. And now they don't have to have a sidewalk. It's been put off. And we're like, well, could we have ours put off too? I mean, there are next door neighbors in the same block.
Do I have an address? Do we have a phone number for you? Can I drop that down?
I can get it to you. I don't have, I have it on my cell phone. You mean
no,
mine?
I mean your phone number. Yeah, because oh. We can have someone reach out to you. No.
It's
319-653-3915. 3915. All right. Thank you very much for your comments.
Yes.
Ms. Whitmire, you are up next. Sorry. Yeah. Are these our copies of the photos, by the way? Can we keep these?
Yeah. Okay. Did those go around here?
Yep. They went both sides.
Okay. If anybody wants to see better pictures, I have them on my phone. And okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Lori, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So my question is if there's going to be any consideration for property values if the trains increase to what they say they're going to. It's going to devalue my property at 220 West 5th considerably. We're half block from the train. Has that been brought up and discussed ever?
Lori, do we have a phone number for you?
319-653 4329.
There have been some conversations, including with economic development, and that is not on the agenda this evening, but I think
what I mean, is that a topic that people are thinking about?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, anything else that you'd like to share, Lori?
Well, I feel like I need to say sure. That it was my son that was killed by the train.
Of course.
When he was 10 and 87, he was on his bicycle and tried to stop, skidded all the way from the street all the way up into the train. And so we need to think about safety. I definitely would like to prevent that from happening to anybody else.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. I'll share that safety is the constant that's been brought up with all of the conversations, and that is not lost on the elected officials around me.
Well, and the arm is up now. There wasn't an arm up even at that time. So that's been a long time ago. But we just didn't need to think about everybody's safety and what's going on these days. Consider that.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Amy, you are next on the public comment portion. Would you like to address council at this time, or do you want to do that when we talk about all of the Y stuff at the end?
Is there a comment or if there's questions
at
that time?
Perfect. Yep. That's the list. Is there anyone else that in attendance that would like to address council at this time? And if there's anyone joining virtually that would like to address council, you can raise your hands or indicate in the chat. Seeing none, we're going to continue forward. And as I mentioned already, if there's any item of business that we need to interact on, we'll handle that at that time. That's in financials. Kelsey, you are up.
Okay, I did get a few questions ahead of time for claims, so I will go through those quickly. Under road use, there was a claim for Sadler Powertrain for, $1,800 or something. I guess I should have looked at that part. $1,900. So that is a scan tool for like our dump trucks, and that was like $1,600 of it, and the rest were work lights for three different vehicles. Frank Millard for the library for the roof repair. There was a leak in the library, which you guys might have remembered hearing about. We thought it was under warranty, but it wasn't really a warranty item. It was more of what the birds had done to the roof. So there was some cost associated with fixing that.
And what was that bill for? What was that amount again?
$1,400.
Okay.
Dave runs electrical inspections under development services for $601. While Jeff was on military leave, we had Dave do all of our inspections for any of the permits, building, plumbing, all that kind of stuff. So that was helpful there. Ace Electric under parks, the Central Park electric repair for $3,700. That was a mix of two different bills. About $850 was repairing the downtown light poles and making sure they're safe and working properly. And the other $2,800 was for an upgraded electrical box stand with six outlets for vendors. It is portable and safer for events at Central Park, and it plugs into the bandstand. If there's any specific questions about that, Nick is here. And then lastly, USA Blue Book. The sewer plant needed to buy a new lab oven for drying the samples. The one that they had, it was original to the new build, stopped working, but I mean, it was 10 years ago, so it's not really a new build. So are there any additional questions at this time?
Any other questions for Kelsey on claims?
I make a motion to pass claims for October 18th, 2022.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Elaine for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And for the September financials.
All right, total treasury cash and investments increased from the end of August by $3,774,714. And that's due receiving our bond proceeds. That gives us a September month end balance of $9,781,854. After 3 months of operations, we're behind budget for revenue in the following funds. The general fund by $560,750 due to our lack of property tax revenue and local option sales tax. The road use fund by $1,353 due to transfers in, and the sewer fund by $64,355 due to charges for services and transfers. We're ahead of budget for revenue in the airport fund by $77,176 due to fuel sales, the water fund by $60,341 due to transfers, and sanitation by $19,409 due to charges for services. After 3 months of operations, expenses are behind budget for all funds except the general, airport, and sanitation funds. A common theme in most funds is that we're over budget due to work comp installments and general insurance. In addition to the insurance expenses, we are over budget in the following line items and certain funds. General fund for seasonal work, payments to outside entities and staff development, the airport fund for fuel, the road use for street maintenance, the water plant for utilities, credit card fees, meters, and tech services, the sewer plant for utilities, tractor purchase, and tech services, the sewer collection for vehicle repair, and lastly, sanitation for other contractual services.
Thank you, Kelsey. Are there any questions for Kelsey on the September financials?
Yes.
All right, we'll start with that one.
Sales tax. 1 cent sales tax, how far, how much be down?
Well, let me see if I have that broken out. I might have to get back to you.
Okay, that and road use tax.
Road use tax, we're under 28,000. It's likely, the payments that they had been making start off slower at the beginning of the year. We'll get bigger payments as the year goes on. There's a big, like when everybody has to pay their vehicle tax, there's like a reconciliation that's done. So we'll get some more funds there as well. And then I'll have to get back to you on the sales tax and look at those.
The road use tax also comes from our gasoline sales, right? And I would like to thank Mr. Cotboyle for not doing what he should be doing for the city of Washington.
Thank you, Steve. Any other questions
for
you? All right, go ahead,
okay,
Billy.
Sorry. I did notice that the Main Street account is in the negative. And considering what, I know that they're in between directors and, but didn't know.
So I've had conversations with Dawn and Maddie. We were looking to see where we were at after all of the final insurance expenses have come out. And then we still have to transfer some money for unemployment and self-insurance that we would always transfer. Mm-hmm. And so I mean, it's $86.
Yeah.
So
it's not much, but.
Because I thought we were at a break even since they're not paying the Main Street director. That, so that's why it's $86.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just reach out to them. I mean, they'll owe us like maybe $200
total. Mm-hmm. Okay. As long as we're keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. Other questions for the September financials?
I'll make a motion to pass the September financials.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Elaine for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We will get into new business. Our first item is consideration of a resolution that would award the construction contract for the 2022 Washington Water Main Improvement Project. There is a memo that details how to utilize the $600,000 in CDBG funds, but pare the project down in a responsible way. I know we have people in the room that were involved in that conversation with Deanna. If there's questions, the memo pretty much lays it out. The questions that I had included that we were going to include watering in the future, but it is too late on this project to include the watering of seeded grass, the 5-foot sidewalk instead of 10-foot, which I believe Keith and JJ and Deanna all made adjustments because a 5-foot sidewalk is appropriate. And then finally, I guess that was the two main things. I don't love delaying the other parts of the project, but we really don't have a choice. So I'll turn it over. Anything I missed that you wanted to?
No, indicate? You pretty much covered it.
Steve.
So as a city, are we gonna cover the watering?
I think they'll still cover it, but we just didn't have it built into the contract for the reseeding. So as long as we have eyes on it, I think we figure it out.
Okay.
But we want to build that into future contracts, as my understanding, correct, Kevin?
Yeah, right. We have to put it in for the contractor to bid on.
I just didn't know if we were going to take care of it as a city, have our city guys take care of it or something else.
And we can talk about it, but that's not how it's normally been done.
So that's what's weird. Like, I believe the contract has the reseeding built in, which in theory would mean the watering, but the watering wasn't specifically built in.
Right.
And so I think it just requires our extra attention. It's only a seed and then nothing?
Watering is typically not built part of the seed. Water, that's a separate line.
Gotcha.
Usually you say they want to water.
Seeding is initial watering. Up until this point, when we have a discussion with Deanna, we expect that the homeowner will probably water after we see it.
Which is a huge cost for some homeowners, because some homeowners were their yards were torn up massively.
I think those comments have been listened to, but on this contract, it was already underway prior to this discussion. So we'll look for that, I think, in the future, is my understanding.
Will this project be started in the spring or?
Other questions on this contract for the water main project?
The amount of the bid on the resolution is supposed to be $3,668,000. There's an extra digit, at least on my copy.
Yep, so we'll need to amend that because, that's
the 1-3-0.
Does that make it a? No, that's too much.
And then
stick the extra three.
The sidewalk goes from F to H Avenue. So where is that?
So do you know where the sign is that says turn here to get to Sunset Park? There's a sign on the north side of Madison.
This was kind of a long, I believe the reason it was 10 foot, even though that doesn't make sense now, it's because it's part of that master trails program, part of the big picture for putting all of our trails together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Keith has
it goes nowhere. I mean, it goes literally nowhere.
Oh, good. There's a picture.
Yeah.
That helps.
So this would be the entrance to the aquatic center. This is the road. So this along here would be the park. It would go along here. This is the area up here. You would turn around the cul-de-sac, the log cabins right here.
Okay.
And this would come down and come over and then eventually connect up to H, which is here.
Oh, okay.
And so it's okay. Just that section right there, right along the road, and mm-hmm. just determined okay. with needing the cost savings
to sure. go from 10 to 5. I would point out that every sidewalk goes nowhere if you're only doing one piece at a time. It takes all of the pieces to go together. And if by that logic, we never put in a sidewalk, we would never.
Yeah.
But what I meant was it doesn't connect to another trail.
Gotcha.
So there's no reason to have it 10 feet.
Yeah.
So we're going to maintain a 5-foot sidewalk. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're going to remove the sidewalk. The 10 foot was meaning to be a bike trail, mm-hmm. but that seems to be not in our best interest right now, according to that. Mm-hmm. That we put a bike trail just along.
Any other questions?
Good. I think that's
all right. I would look for a motion to approve as amended. I believe would it be appropriate that amended dollar amount in the resolution is what needs to be adjusted.
So I would. Okay, I'll second.
So I have the motion from Steve and the second from Millie. If I haven't missed discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
No, aye.
The resolution. I got all excited. Oops. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is a resolution that would approve tax abatement under the Urban Revitalization Plan for 1628-1630 Highland Avenue. So I'm looking for a motion, I suppose. It's a resolution.
Right. Approved.
Thank you, Isla. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Bethany, for the second. This is a roll call vote. I'm going to have Sally call the roll, unless there's any question. Okay, good. This is standard business, so go ahead.
Yes.
Lensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that tax abatement will be done as listed here. Our next item is a resolution that would approve a 28E agreement for parking ticket enforcement between the city and the county. Chief Lester attended the county supervisor meeting this morning. I saw Jeff Garrett in here as well, maybe related to the why, but also related to this. Great. Appreciate that. Chief, is there anything you'd like to add to what you've already shared with us about this 28E agreement?
There's really nothing more to add. You have it in your packet. We talked about it as we worked through the Chapter 70 updates with our city ordinance, and it will allow us just another avenue of collecting those unpaid fines. I do want to thank the county treasurer for working with us on that. Several cities do that, and Jeff was kind enough to put the 2018 agreement together with that language, and we appreciate that.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Chief, for doing the work on this as well. Are there questions for Chief Lester?
I take it the person with the parking ticket will pay the $5.
I believe Chief mentioned that out of 30 tickets in a month, a heavy month, maybe 8 to 10 or a 12 don't
yeah,
pay.
10 to 12 maybe aren't paid. And yes, we after 30 days, there's a $5 penalty added to that. That will be used to pay the fee that we're paying the county treasurer to enter that stock.
Good.
So
other questions?
So the person pays that $5. You know, city pays.
We will pay it up front. Mm-hmm. When they go to get their vehicle registered, they'll have to come and pay the unpaid parking ticket to have the stop released on their registration.
Okay.
Other questions?
I will make the motion that we approve this agreement.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Fran for the second on this resolution. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Glensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Thank you again, Jeff, Chief Lester. Our next item is consideration of a 28E agreement for tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product enforcement. Is this different? Is this like just the annual thing that we do every single year?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Something that's been done for several years.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Steve for the second on this simple agreement. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. we'll continue forward. Our next item is discussion and consideration of a resolution that authorizes local match for the city home rehab block grant pilot program. That is a mouthful. To be submitted to the IFA by October 31st. And I think we have Tracy here. Is this our third go at this? Well, why don't you take it away?
Well, first of all, no, and I didn't name it, by the way. They named it, the state named it, not me. Hi, council and mayor and staff, all of you. So if you remember, this was you were asked to submit a proposal back in April. ECOG wrote the proposal. By the way, I'm Tracy Achenbach. I'm the housing director at ECOG. And Deanna Robinson is with me tonight. She's a new person who's been talking to several of your homeowners. So, but you were asked to submit a proposal. It was the thought that the state was looking at wanting to ask particular communities to submit proposals to improve housing surrounding downtown area. So when we did the proposal back in April, I had our housing inspector drive the neighborhoods surrounding downtown, and we decided to go out four blocks. Mm-hmm. Is that right? And so you were then asked to submit an application, and Deanna came down, and I came down to meet with Deanna and Kelsey to talk about it, and then they hung flyers on people's doors. It has to be owner-occupied. It has to be their principal residence. We're going to propose that we do both exterior rehab and interior rehab, make energy efficiency improvements for people. We've gotten a slower response than I expected right now, which is the reason why the resolution is written the way it is. It doesn't have hard dollars as far as how much I'm going to request just yet. So what I did was just determine how much the city share would be. So basically what it is you would be, I'm proposing that we would use per house 28,000 of the Iowa Finance Authority grant and 7,000 of city funds. And if you remember this, you had approved doing this some time ago to utilize some of your LMI set aside money from your TIF. And so the total amount then for the projects would be 35,000. 32,000 of that is for rehab, 3,000 of that is for ECOG's share to administer the grant. And then also our housing inspector will be doing the construction management piece of the program. So I left it open-ended right now. We have 6 to 7 applications. 4 of them have been completely income qualified. It's not a requirement that we income qualify them. However, they do ask if we have. And so we're trying to get that done. I encourage you, if you know people who are homeowners who live within that 4-block area of the commercial area, the downtown area, that you encourage them to apply, because we're going to take applications as late as we can and then submit this app for the dollar amount that we can based on the applications that we receive. And that application is due October 31st.
Refresh me on the income qualified, or like the percentage of the poverty level, or what is the...
It's 80% of area median income, which is low to moderate income. And I don't have those figures in front of me, but I think about 47,000 for a single person, 45,000 maybe, 47,000. And then it incrementally goes up based on household size.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for making the trip. I love programs like this because we all work together and leverage the taxpayer money for additional dollars that can come into our community, and appreciate the opportunity to work with you on that.
And I think that you were invited to apply because you had Debbie Durham down here, the head of the Iowa Finance Authority and Iowa Economic Development Authority, and she was extremely impressed with your community. And so she pulled me aside and said, you're going to have to submit a proposal for them. So anyway, so she was quite impressed with you guys.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Are there questions on this resolution and pilot program?
Could you repeat how many applications you've received? I missed that.
We've received 6 or 7.
Okay.
I think one of them may not be income eligible.
And did you receive any inquiries from Spanish-speaking households? Because we translated. This was the flyer that was translated.
Yep.
And I also speak Spanish, so if they would have called, I could have talked to them too.
So you have not received any inquiries from them? I heard that there was one Hispanic family in the community that was planning to reach out
to someone who called me on behalf of a parent who spoke Spanish.
Okay, great.
But I don't know if that's the same person.
I don't know their name, so I don't know. Okay.
And I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Well, if you do find that out, Bethany, and want to make sure we're all connected, we all have the contact information of each other and can make that happen.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bethany, if you can get me the address, because I have a whole list of the addresses that we hung door hangers on.
I'll try and get some specifics. Thanks.
I have received several phone calls from people, and I still expect we'll get applications because I have received a lot of phone calls from people.
Great.
However, we you know, haven't quite gotten as many received apps as we would like. Mm-hmm. They can email them to us. They don't have to send them in the mail.
Do you have to receive the application from the individual before you apply for the grant?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked it because I didn't say that. Oh. I do have to identify all of the addresses that we think are going to be assisted. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason that we're trying to get addresses identified. And we have to at least be able to see if they might qualify. We've asked everyone, Deanna's followed up with everyone who has applied to try and get their income information so that we can verify and say that, yes, we have income verified, but we do have to have the addresses identified.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that we will have some wiggle room once we get awarded. Like, my hope is that if we have funds left over that we can just keep adding addresses on and we can have some more time to get more people interested in the program, but they didn't give us a lot of time to be able to get the word out. And and then when I read that we had to identify the addresses in advance, I wasn't extremely appreciative.
Thank you, Millie. Are there other questions on this proposed resolution? Yes, I would take a motion.
Yes, we have a resolution. I would make a motion that we approve this resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. Second. And Fran with the second. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Absolutely. Safe travels. And we'll see you tomorrow, I believe. Do we have a noon? I think, anyway.
I might get that too. I don't know. I guess I will see you, though.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, thanks, Tracy. Thanks, Deanna.
And thanks again to Council. Our next item is consideration of a payout number 2 for the Country Club View subdivision to DeLong Construction, 9190-90.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Steve for the second for payout number 2. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Our next item is for payout number 5 for NLW subdivision plat 2 for 17518 80.
Second. I'm making a motion to pay this.
Second.
Here you see the other side. So I have the motion from Steve. I have the second from Bethany on this payout number 5. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Final payout is number 10 for West Buchanan, also DeLong, 260-29-57.
Make a motion. We approve this application.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Millie for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll read those bills. We have 2 more items of new business before we go to old business that we can untable. And thanks again, everyone, for being, just takes a minute. The first is a first reading of an ordinance amending chapter 3604, speed zones. Our next one is for a stop sign. This is all related to West Buchanan. The speed zone proposed, I believe, is 35 miles an hour during the commercial piece and 25 miles an hour during the residential piece of West Buchanan. Chief, anything you'd like to add?
It also includes speed limit on South 11th for the street that's on NLW2.
Oh, well, I missed that one. I assume that would be
25.
Thank you. Council, any questions on this proposed first reading?
Let me make a motion. We approve the first reading of an ordinance amending chapter 36.04 speed zones.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Millie for the second on this first reading. Roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Goldsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is a proposed first reading of an ordinance amending Chapter 6502, the stop sign on the same, on Buchanan and K.
South K Avenue.
Yep, South K. Thank you, Millie. No, thank you, Isla, for your motion. And who's my second?
I'll second.
Okay, Bethany with the second on this first reading.
Is this a stop site for people coming out
of the wastewater plant?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Northbound.
Right? Northbound, thank you.
Okay. Good discussion. Any other? Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
And that will move to its second reading at our next meeting. Our next item is old business, the resolution that would approve an amended YMCA agreement. This is currently tabled and we will need to untable in order to discuss and take action.
And the motion to untable is in this resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for the motion to untable. And Millie, with the second, a roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Okay, that item is untabled. I have a tentative plan. First off, thank you to many that are attending tonight to show support for this topic. Same for council for doing your due diligence as this has been tabled. I believe that with all of the concerns and changes that the intention from each person is for the best for our community and for our organizations respectively. With that being said, lots of information has come out over the last week from Amy and from Kelsey and from Deanna, including a memo that kind of pieced it all together. Normally it is my pet peeve and I hate being read memos that I've already read. But since this came out this afternoon, I'd like to start with staff, with Deanna kind of just recapping the high points. Any other staff that needs to share something similarly, if Amy sees anything missing that wants to be added, I'd like to start with staff of the organizations and then turn it over to council to dive into the specific questions and concerns. Deanna, take it away.
All right. So I do apologize that this didn't come out until today, but I've been spending a lot of time and sleepless nights thinking about this because I want the outcome to be the best for the city and the community and for us and the why. So if you read your memo today, I just kind of want to recap a little of this. That the mayor, staff, specifically Nick, Jason, and myself, and a couple of members of the park board have reviewed everything, considered this, and at this time, we do not feel that it's in the best interest that the city take the pool back over. The Y has been doing this since 2013. It has been working. There's a lot of time involved. I personally have been involved with pools for the last 15 years. And I will tell you, it takes a lot of time. It won't just be me. It won't be just Nick. It will be Kelsey. It will be Sally. It will be people in the front office. We have payroll. There's a lot to it. We will, if this would get resolved, I don't know if we will retain the manager. I don't know if we'll retain the lifeguards. We would have to hire all those people. There's scheduling trainings. We will be spending a lot of time with the pool, and that will take away from other things that we're doing. And just last week, we had a goal setting session. The running the pool was not identified as a goal for the city. So if we have to spend time doing more stuff with the pool, we will take away from going to do the second phase of the wellness park, working on the downtown streetscape, other projects that have been identified as priorities. So just keep that in mind. Another thing that you guys should be aware of is if we take the pool over, we're gonna be getting all those phone calls. You guys are gonna be getting the phone calls when a kid gets disciplined at the pool and the parents aren't happy about it. They're gonna call all of you. Right now, the Y fields those calls. I will be getting the phone calls, believe me, I've heard them all. I've had every kind of phone call you can imagine from parents at the pool. So I appreciated not having to run the pool this year. some things I met with each of you individually. We went through the agreement. We discussed lots of things, and a couple things that came out of those discussions. I don't think any of us like the idea of the manager having the discretion to close early due to low attendance. And there's two sides of that. And I know when I talk with Nick about it, he kind of came over to my side because we are offering a service and those kids have paid to go. That's not fair to them. Believe me, I had more phone calls from parents saying, why is the pool not open? So I don't want to get those phone calls. Also, there was discussion on the word exclusive. I think we just need to like remove that word. It puts too much authority and power. And then the age thing, I know there's been some concern about the age, but I reviewed with IDPH, I reviewed with our insurance carrier and the industry. There's no specific age that's been identified that it's okay to be unsupervised. And I think some of the questions that we had with that, it's going to happen no matter what age we pick. There's always going to be kids that are, if it was 10, there's going to be kids that are going to be 9 and a half until the end of August, or they won't be 10 until the end of August. Can we let them in? I think no matter what age we pick, there's going to be always that concern.
But as you mentioned in your memo, there has been an adjustment from
the why. Yes, they
did a concession. Not requiring a 16-year-old to supervise a 12-year-old, right, but a 14-year-old being of the age that's okay to supervise.
Right.
So I frequently look for compromise and middle ground, and that,
right,
I would consider that to be the case.
Just a couple other points I just want to make is, I think the Y has done a good job of operating the pool, retaining guards, because this year we were lucky enough to be open like normal. Many, many pools were either closed or operating unlimited hours because they couldn't get the staff that they needed. So kudos to you guys that you retain guards to do that. I just think with making this decision, we need to think of the overall good of the community. Maybe there's been some bad blood between us. I don't know. I haven't been here, but we need to think of the community as a whole and making this the best service for the kids in the community. So I recommend that we approve the management service agreement for the 3 years. And I know there was a caveat that we want to see what the insurance actually is, because there's been some, it was 2000, then it was 5000. So we just want to see an invoice when that comes out in April. And we would like to, at the end of the season, have a financial report from the Y showing us what the expenses, revenues were. And to me, the $10,000 that they were asking for the first year really does make sense if the insurance is going up as much as it sounds like it's going to, and then with the loss we saw this year. So I would recommend that you guys pass this.
Thank you, Deanna, for your summary and for putting together other, I know in other emails there were losses from other communities of similar size and what those expenses are. And then we've received a lot of financials from the Y as well, indicating exactly where revenue and expense are coming from. Mm-hmm. I want to turn it over to council, but before I do, I'd like to offer, if you'd like it, would you like to say anything, Amy? Or do you want to answer questions, or how would you like to proceed? And thank you to how many board members do we have from the Y that are here this evening? So thank you for attending. Anything you'd like to add at this time?
I think that Deanna covered a lot of the same sentiments that we have. We really want this to be a benefit for the community. We put safety first as our primary goal. So while, the age issue is a concern for some people, like Deanna said, if you change the age, you're still going to have potentially a question, if we lower the age. We're going with what we have talked to industry standards on. I think that we'll answer questions.
Okay, we can do that for questions. Anything from other staff first? We talked through it at length because the fact is the city could do it with Nick and Kelsey and all of the time, but that was our main conversation the last week or so. If the city takes it on, there's obviously that's issues for the YMCA, but that aside, the main issues would be all of the goals that we set and all of the ways that we want our new administrators to spend her time. This was not one of them. And that's a major concern that we would be putting off other things. Doesn't make the concerns of council not valid. And I think that's what we need to hop to now. Questions or concerns from this body? Who would like to go first?
I have one under management facilities. I believe that we should have the regulatory agencies specifically named there so we know what we're dealing with. And the standards were set by the city and those.
So under 2.1 paragraph
one. In accordance to the standards.
Of regulatory industries, you want them listed.
Like listed, so we know that who we're dealing with. And also these standards were set also by the city so that I just feel that we should have our, that shows that we've gone through this.
Okay, I appreciate that. Council, other discussion on listing what those industries are when it says under 2.1 paragraph one, prevailing industry standards, such as the IDPH, I imagine, could be one, Iowa Department of Public Health. Any concerns there? Any concerns, Amy, from what, I mean, I know you have to go through a board, but
right.
With so, listing those agencies, is that a concern?
Well, we can certainly put those agencies in there, but as Deanna said, that it's not specifically listed. So we're going based on the standard, and the standard is, you know, recommendations.
Okay.
So.
Very good. Other questions or concerns from council? Steve.
Yeah, you know, we got the closing early and next where it should be. But what about if we have a storm that comes by at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and they close the pool because we got a storm, but by 2:30 or 3 o'clock, it's ready to be swimming again. We need to keep that pool open because it is a service to the public.
Amy, would you like to speak to that?
So it's been our policy for the past 3 years that we are not closing, but that was part of the stipulation in the agreement that we were not closing early unless there was a storm. We would make every effort to reopen if there was enough time left in the swim day that we have. That has been our standard, and that's been the policy that we followed. The issue that we have seen is that in doing so, if we're paying staff, you know, sometimes 8 to 10 staff to stay there, and maybe they are just serving 2 or 3, 5, 10 kids. So then those are generating additional losses because we're still incurring those expenses without any additional revenue. So that's why, you know, from the YMCA board perspective, if I can speak for our board and our conversations that we have had, if you're paying us to manage the facility, then we're hoping that you're entrusting us to make the best decision possible. And we have to also look at, yes, it is a service, but as a business, we also have to look at what is best for everyone in that situation. So keeping 10 lifeguards on or 10 staff there or calling 10 staff back may not be the best business decision, but I understand that it is service, but it's not the best business decision. So when there's a frustration from the council about increased fees or increased management fees for the service, you know, if we're adding additional responsibilities and staying open when there's not people being served, then, you know, then there's additional fees that go along with that.
I'm hearing you. I do, if I can speak for my board, and then they can fill in for themselves here too, but that is the biggest pushback that I'm getting, is the concern about if the management fee goes up, you know, fine, that should, there's many objective reasons why that's appropriate to be increased. But the pushback that most of these elected officials get is 4, 5, 7, 10 people that are asked to leave if there's not enough staff. That's, so that hasn't happened, okay. I think we're having a good conversation. I just wanted to share with you that's the biggest, I think the main thing I've heard from those around me, that it's not wanting to see
only,
that happen.
We only close in the event of a weather emergency. Or if the air temperature is too low, because there are standards that are put out on that.
So thank you, Amy. Other
discussion? I guess so the whole thing is, if we have a storm at 1:30 in the afternoon and it lasts till 2:30, are you going to open back up?
Yes, that has been our policy. Or that's been our
procedure. Okay.
Okay. Other questions, discussion?
No, but I'll tell you what, we sit here and talk about Nick and how much money this is going to cost us and everything else. We better get used to this because I will just about bet a paycheck that we're going to have to do this in 3 years ourselves.
Can you speak to what the Y plan, assuming that this agreement is passed, can you speak to the plan for when your indoor pool opens and what you envision taking place at that time?
I would say that when the city approached the YMCA in 2013 and for the past 10 years that we pulled that memo,
by the way. We traveled, we did a little time travel and pulled the 2013 memo from that.
It's been a journey, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
So when the city approached the YMCA to take over management of this amenity for the community, the whole goal was to establish efficiency. And because the city, you know, doesn't have certified lifeguards on duty all year round where we do. And so we could offer that to the city, and we were able to partner up and join our forces to bring this to the community in a better way. I don't believe that my board has any intention of just saying, I mean, we are going to continue to have more staff than we've ever had once our indoor aquatic center is open. We're going to have the ability to train more people because we're going to have a bigger facility. We're going to have the ability to do more things. So I don't see that their intention is to say that we are going to only run our pool and we're not going to run your pool. I don't think that is the intention at all. I don't think, because none of those efficiencies go away. None of the reasons that made it a good idea in the first place go away. So I'm not sure why that's the feeling from the city side of things. But I don't think that that's a feeling on the YMCA board.
It's good to clarify. I think it's just an expressed concern, and we all express our concerns differently at different times, but I think that's what I've heard. And not to get all like crazy in the weeds, but it even crossed my mind that if it rained, I mean, I don't know what it's going to be like, but if you have an indoor pool and an outdoor pool and it's raining at the outdoor pool, like, and there are scenarios where you could go to the indoor pool. And I'm like, oh, that could really work out great. But I don't think we need to build that in because that is just speculation ad nauseum. Other discussion.
In visiting with Deanna, I know that it seems shocking to us, you know, to have the fee go up so much. I see the reasons for it with increased cost and the insurance. We visited about what Kelowna is paying the Y to manage the pool and to do your summer activities services, and it was like, was it 55,000?
55 for everything,
and we pay 40,000 for you to do our summer activities. So to have up to 15,000, that doesn't seem unreasonable to me. It is a big shock because it's going up a lot
over
right now.
3 years though.
Yeah, over 3 years we get to that point. So and I certainly don't think the city needs to take it on. I can appreciate what all that work would be. And with the Y having the experience with lifeguards and training and all of that, I just, I think it's the best way to go. I mean, the pool is an important service to the community. People need to know how to swim and, you know, we need to keep it going. So are you ready for?
We haven't heard from everyone yet. Okay. I wanted to make sure that
that's my feeling.
I think Deanna's recommendation includes approval of the agreement, but with a couple changes that she expressed. And I know the Y spent hours and hours on it, but I think we just have to keep working towards what those concerns are. Fran, do you have any?
Yeah, I do have one concern. I want to be transparent and straightforward about it. Who's your manager? Is she your aquatic director? Is she qualified to be aquatic director? All four standards? She has a BA?
She has a BA?
Yeah.
No, she does not.
Huh?
No, she does not.
Well, according to your standards, the National YMCA requires the director of aquatics to have CPR, first aid, CPO, and a BA. That's your standards, not mine. You find it on the national website. So that, I want to be transparent. If you're going to call aquatics director, let's make her aquatics director.
Let's lower the tempo slightly, but still ask the same question.
I'm asking the question.
So the question was whether she had all four standards, and your response was it's a BA or equivalent experience.
Equivalent experience. I believe it says education, but.
And I wasn't prepared for that question, so I don't have the.
I spoke with Dan. That was a concern.
Okay.
I want to be transparent about everything because people are going to come to us and ask why. They're not going to come to you and ask why. They're going to ask us.
They do come to us and ask. Yeah.
So both. Right. Very good question. Is there any others that you have?
Not at this time.
Any other council that would like to address the topic? Nick, I'd like you to have a word, if you don't mind, just speaking to, because you wear both hats sometimes as liaison, both with a Y hat and as our park superintendent. Is there anything that you'd like council to know?
I think everything, Deanna did a great job summarizing everything. There's no discussion amongst the city about it. I think everything's been expressed. The Y has the expertise, the experience. No city staff currently has that experience. There's a lot of efficiencies with the Y running the pool. We work well together. We work well with it works in our community. Yeah, I think it's the best for the greater good of the community for the landscape. Safety wise, quality of service and everything.
Thank you, Nick. Council, do you feel like you have enough information to vote on a resolution that would approve a management agreement with the YMCA? With, I would say, with the two things that Deanna mentioned.
Well, and I'd like that the city. I just feel it's important that we have at least we know what agencies we're dealing with, and the fact that the city is the one that went through this and helped set up the standards.
So can you clarify a couple of things on the changes that you're making? I think our board is going to want to know. So you're wanting to change the exclusive right to manage the facility. Is that the wording you want to change in appointment?
Right, remove the word exclusive.
Okay, and how does that change?
Would just say the city hereby grants the manager the right to manage the facilities. Just remove the word exclusive.
Okay. And so then can you elaborate a little bit more then on how you wanted the that paragraph change of what?
The it set up the standards. Here, I just put that here. Okay. The facility in accordance with the standards set by the city and those prevailing similar municipal. So just so that we know that the city, that we are the ones that are help set up the standards for management. And also I'd like the regulatory, the specific regulatory agency that we are dealing with.
So you're envisioning something like, and within the safety standards set forth by the City of Washington, the YMCA, the IDPH, as the prevailing industry standards for aquatic centers, you just want the Y listed and the IDPH?
So that we know exactly what agencies we're dealing with. It came up when we were talking about age, and I read the Iowa Department of Public Health. I read there and there was nothing in there that listed with age. But I kept hearing, oh, there is specific age for children to go to the Y. And I read that completely through and I couldn't find it. So we're clear on what agency standards we are using. If it's the Iowa Public Health, then that's great.
Just did anyone reach out to John Kelly, the licensee?
Yes, I actually did.
Okay.
And she passed on his response to the city council. Okay. It sounds like for peace of mind, Elaine would just like that listed as the prevailing one of the industries. I see these as, never mind. This doesn't, it may be little adjustments that make council more comfortable, but I don't see anything that changes the main flux of the agreement.
I mean, it makes it very, very open and there are no questions.
Council, other concerns in the agreement? I mean, I think we've talked it. It's just interesting. City government and then the YMCA nonprofit board, by their very nature, require a different type of discussion that it's not always conducive to. Here we are. This is what it gets to be.
Okay. I make no apologies for us doing our due diligence. And I think it's going to work out great.
Awesome. Other discussion? I am going to look for a motion here in a second. It's time to call the question.
I would make a motion. We approve this agreement with the Y for the swimming pool.
I'll second. Is that good enough?
That'll work. So I have the motion from Millie and a second.
As edited or
as amended.
As amended.
Yes.
Did you want the second since you've done so much work on this one?
Oh, sure.
It's fine because Bethany's already done
that. Okay, well, Bethany's already given a second. I have a motion and a second on this resolution. So roll call vote. Have I missed any discussion? Sally, please call the roll.
Begrudgingly, yes.
Lensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes, for the benefit of the city.
Dunquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Well, I am happy that we got there. I'm happy for the time that's been put into this. And I guess, that would be my comment. I forgot to say it in the middle, but... it doesn't matter, actually. But you can have concerns with something, but still vote yes, knowing that it's for the greater good, even though there's pieces that might not be perfect. But the overall piece, as it fits in the puzzle, I think is. And it takes a lot of effort to get there. Thank you for it.
Yes. Thank you, Council.
To everyone. And that concludes our regular business. We do department reports and a once around. Everyone is welcome to stay, but if you'd like to clear the room before we close out our meeting, you're welcome to do so. Thank you. We'll continue with department reports. Chief Lester, the floor is yours.
September activity report was in your packet. One Durango patrol unit is still down. It remains at the shop awaiting parts. I do want to pass on a thanks to Brody for his efforts. He's been getting the units that have been running 24/7 in quickly to get serviced as we need to keep those running. So Brody's been very helpful with that. So thanks to him for doing that for us. And that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us?
Just a quick reminder, we did the closing on the NLW parking lot on Friday. So purchase price on those, if you remember, is $310,000. So we sold the close on that on Friday in Corbin.
Kelsey, how do you feel about that?
Yes,
very good. Deanna.
You guys got my report. I did have a question from a council member on the hotel study, and I actually had asked when I would be receiving that, and he assures me we will have it by next Monday or Tuesday, so hopefully.
Oh, I love deadlines that are so flexible. 1, 2, 3, 5, never mind. Thank you, Deanna, for pushing on that. I know we're just anxious to see what those results are. Let's do it a little different and start with Bethany and kind of move this direction. Anything for our attention?
Just thanks to all the city staff who attended the fall cleanup. I saw Kelsey there when I was dropping off an old mattress. I think that's a great service for our town. I did receive some questions about the road work going on and saw your comments online that was from the state.
Yeah, it's all state DOT. And we had some notice, but not a lot.
Like a day notice.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
the traffic.
Can we provide feedback to IDOT about providing notice?
Even when they did the stuff on the east side of town earlier in the summer, we didn't get any notice about that either.
But even signs on the road saying this, you know, lanes will be closed these days, that seems to be common practice, maybe in larger cities. This is a main thoroughfare for our town. I don't like feeling like we're...
Yes, if a fire truck had to pull out, they would either have to pull onto wet concrete and they'd have to be fixed. It was the aerial left the fire station. It would impact, they'd just have to run the cones over. We also had an accident on 9th and East Washington today, so it's certainly
can we provide feedback
disruption.
Good luck though.
How would Kevin, the best way?
I would just contact the DOT district office and just see if they would give you a heads up so we can put out, so even if they don't put out something, we can put out something that just says this is coming. But it's
valid concern.
Yes, I mean, we could try that and you may get what you get.
yeah
okay.
But the district office is where it starts.
It all goes downhill, right? We're at the bottom of the hill.
So it's someone on staff willing to reach out, or did you
I
want?
Can reach
okay.
out.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if you can get me who we contact, because I'm not sure who. Okay.
Thanks, that's all I had.
Thank you, Bethany. Philo, anything for us?
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions. That groundbreaking ribbon cutting on Monday, is that next Monday or is that last Monday?
It was last Monday. Like yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
Yes, and we had probably 10 people, and it was very, 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 very cold, but it was really good that we could do this.
What was that for?
But you didn't.
Sunset. Last 10 for Sunset Diesel.
But you didn't let council know that it was happening.
It was in several emails. Are you on that email list from the chamber?
I didn't see it.
It was in your notes.
Yeah, today or this weekend.
Friday.
Or Friday. Well,
but yeah, it would have been in the chamber newsletter because it was a chamber event.
Okay.
That's a business plan.
And then in the parks, Nick, what's the state storage shed that you put in a garage door? What is that?
So that's what we refer to it as. It's the storage building that is directly east of the wagon wheel. It's where like the MRAP is stored, the ambulance, the first response units. I guess I don't know the address of this, but it's the old state DOT shed. That's why we call it the state shed.
Oh, okay.
The state DOT is there back in the day.
Okay, I just wondered why we were putting a garage door on.
Oh, yes, the city owns it.
Okay.
We refer to it as the state
shed. Okay, that's fine.
The city owns it.
Okay.
Store equipment there.
Okay. Yeah, otherwise, looks like, things are moving along slowly down on South 12th. So they must not have sold stuff because they're not working down there on things, but
yeah.
Otherwise, yard waste pickup is starting at the curb leaves thing.
Yesterday.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck catching those leaves there. I think that's all I have.
Thank you. Ila, Steve, what do you have for us?
Got two. Is Marion Avenue Baptist using the old tattoo parlor as housing? And if they are, then why have we not been approached about it?
I'm not familiar with this.
Either
it's the old dentist office.
Like they bought it or they're renting it out?
They bought it. They're using the upstairs as like there's one of their missionary things. Okay, but the downstairs, I've noticed that it looks like they're beginning to furnish like a house or an apartment or something like that.
They can't do that.
Yep. So there's no first level residential housing in the downtown district. If there's a concern, we can reach out.
Okay. And it's just a question.
It does look like that. Yeah. I agree. It does look like that.
It looks like at least it wasn't just me.
No, I thought that should.
Okay. And the other one, I was pretty shocked at what happened. And I was also pretty shocked at what was actually given as punishment. And I think the chief might even agree with me. We had a homeless guy taking a bath in the bathroom at the library. Okay. They kicked him out for, 2 months or 3 months? It should have been a permanent eviction. And I'm not real happy about this. How did this guy get to the point he was taking or cleaning up in a bathroom and nobody caught it?
I don't think the cameras work very well in the restrooms at the public library.
You can know how long somebody's in the bathroom doing something. When there's a young man walks in and this guy's doing this, we got a problem.
Don't they have facilities? Like if you need, maybe I'm assuming a different location.
So the YMCA offers.
Yeah, I thought the library has. I've seen a sign in the library like they offer shower facilities.
Nick Pesha at the Parks Department.
This is a problem, and I'd hope that the staff would keep more of an eye open. What is the answer? But until there is an answer, staff needs to keep
up. Do they have any male staff?
Well, it doesn't matter. If somebody's doing something wrong, I'm going to be beating on that door and going in and saying, get out, for the best interest of the child, of a child that might be in the library.
And the whole thing is, Chief, what was the discipline for this? Did they kick him out for how long?
I think 3 months, isn't it?
It should have been a permanent eviction. You should have never come back in the YMCA if somebody catches you taking a bath. We need to talk to our library director about this.
Right. Thank you.
I can if you want.
Well, that's where it's weird because there's a library board of directors and maybe communicating to them. There's a few different things at play here. Like, how do we express concerns that are valid, but also not micromanage our library director when we're not going to be in there every day to have every decision that she makes run by us to make sure that we approve of what our decisions are. She made the decision to trespass him for 3 months, and you're making the decision that that's not good enough, and that is absolutely your prerogative, and now it's known. So, I mean, this is all, you're not wrong.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, Steve, thank you.
I would like to challenge our city council to visit the Wellness Park this weekend. We have a soccer tournament. How many teams are coming in?
Seven towns.
These people bring in kids, hungry adults. They're here all day. They're going to shop. They're going to watch their kids. They're going to, I don't know, is the concession going to be open? We have a great concession there. It's too bad it won't be open. I trust the bathrooms will be open this time. But I challenge our council to go out and watch these kids. These kids work hard. They're good kids and they play hard and it's fun to watch.
And
it'll
be
warm.
Yeah.
Good.
Is that just Saturday?
Yes. Starts 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Also, they're going to see a lot of school buses around town. All state music auditions are at the high school.
Oh wow!
And I'm going elsewhere to judge in another part of the state.
All state is on the 22nd audition.
So town is going to be really busy.
Yeah.
Other activities tomorrow include a landfill board meeting. If anyone wants to go with me, it's at 9. But more fun will be the ribbon cutting for the mural that's at 11 at the mural.
Yes.
Several other meetings tomorrow as well, but I draw attention to the ribbon cutting for the mural.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. I wanted to ask Nick about is there an East Dog Park?
Yes, there is.
No, is that the little map you gave us? Is that that little blue area?
Yeah, it's not the best map, sorry about that.
Oh, that's.
But yeah, it's new. It's,
in simple terms, it's the dead space between the outfield fence of Red Lantern Ball Field and Mold Lake.
Yeah, okay. It's
just dead space. Mm-hmm. We had some concerns about people just using the ball field. So there's some
difficulties and challenges with that. So we had that space, and for a low cost, we were able to make that small space a dog park. So still working on getting some signage for it, but obviously the water shut down and now we're but it's got water already there in the future next and for a bench and shelter and stuff.
Nice.
Nice location right next to the play area.
Sure. Good idea. Also wanted to remind everybody about Thursday night at the library at 7 o'clock. We're having a meeting about the great places. Jordan and I are going to explain the program, we'll introduce the committee, and have a chance for people to ask questions. So pass the word and tell your friends and neighbors to come and hear about it.
Thank you, Millie. Mm-hmm. Fran.
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Almost 7:30. Make a motion, yes, sir.
Second. Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Steve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It was profound.
Aye.
Yes. During the meeting.
Are you guys going to get this week?
We did.